The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Now, representatives from the Irish Tourist Industry Confederation, the Restaurants Association of Ireland, the Vintners Federation of Ireland, the Irish Hotels Federation and the Licensed Vintners Association, which looks after pubs in Dublin, all in today for a briefing with TDs and senators and lobbying to have the VAT on food services reduced back to 9% from 13.5%. There's been sort of a yo-yo effect in recent years in relation to that. It normally was 13.5%, brought back down to 9% to try and provide a bit of a boost for the sector, went back to 13.5% late last year, but now the push is on to get it back down to 9%. Owen Reedy is General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Given that you would have many members working in our hotels and restaurants, would you support this idea of a 9% rate as a way of helping the employers protect those jobs?
We wouldn't, Matt, because it actually doesn't do it. I mean, the first thing to say is it's incredibly expensive. The last time it was done for nearly a decade, it cost the taxpayer about $3.8 billion. And that means less spending in other areas such as education, health. And the idea of it protecting jobs is really a fallacy, because whilst we know there's been a slight uptake in hospitality closures in the last number of months, if you look at the start of 2023 and the start of 2024, start of 2023, there's been 173,000 people working in what's called the food and accommodation industry. Start of 2024, the period, the year period where the VAT actually rate went back to the normal rate of 13.5%, the numbers didn't go down. It went up slightly by 1,500, so 174,500. So it's not necessary to protect jobs. It's a fallacy to make that argument. And I mean, it's important to note that businesses are undertaxed anyway. Most people pay 23% in VAT. The hospitality sector have had 13.5%. And quite frankly, when it was reduced, workers saw no benefit. And I don't think there's too many punters out there who felt that prices fell. So it seems to me it's a bad use of taxpayers' money. It's exclusively for the employer, and it's not necessary because the industry seems to be doing fine.
Is it though, Owen? I mean, I understand the figures that you're quoting to me, but yeah, anecdotally, and I've seen it myself in my own local area, a number of restaurants and cafes have closed recently. Yeah. And it's also very noticeable that when they're open still, the amount of trade they're doing seems to be down considerably. Indeed, one restaurant owner who I was talking to recently said that in many respects, there's a recession on at present in the domestic market, and that people are spending a lot less of their discretionary income on food and drink.
Well, the way to fix that is to boost wages. And thankfully, we're seeing wages here now for the first time in a long time increasing. It's expected real wages will go up by about 4.5% ahead of inflation, which is a good thing. The way to do it isn't to use taxpayers' money to fund a particular sector of the economy. You are right, Matt. Like, we've had 127 hospitality insolvencies in 2023. In the first quarter of 2024, there's been 45. But we're pretty much at full employment. And even Minister Burke made the point, in general in the economy, for every one business that closes, 9 open. And I think the question the hospitality industry have to ask, and I think they've had a good run of it over the last decade, is, you know, when did it become the task of the taxpayer to keep every hospitality business open at a cost of about €750 million a year? Is that surely not money we should be using to spend on health, education, welfare? And I mean, you said at the start we had a lot of members in that sector. Actually, we don't. We have quite a few, small number of members in that sector. Why? Because the hospitality sector are usually one of the sectors who deny their staff access to trade unions because of the employer veto. I actually think if they came to the table, such as the Joint Labour Committee system, we could do more about productivity and efficiencies in their industry. But they need to come forward and kind of come into the 21st century when it comes to that stuff. But I don't think using taxpayers' money for one specific sector at the tune of $3.8 billion over the last decade is the way to go. Of course, there are some specific businesses that might need certain targeted support, but a blanket cut in the VAT rate, which is already low, is really the wrong way to go.
Okay, Pat Crotty joins us, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. And I don't know how much of that you heard from Owen Reedy, but he's saying basically there isn't an employment crisis in the sector. There's been a very small number of closures, as officially reported, and this would not be a good use of state money to actually reduce the VAT rate. What's your argument for it?
Well, Matt, the argument for me is quite simple, and an economist should understand it, is that we have three pots of cost. You have the direct inputs, your food, your drink, your whatever. You have the overheads, and you have the labour. The first two have been hit since COVID because of staff shortages, because of supply chain issues, because of all sorts of other things, and of inflation in other sectors. And they were so significant that the government deemed it necessary to provide supports on energy costs, just to have ICOB grants, to have all of try and keep people in, do that lightly. And while they were doing that, they also formulated this idea of creating the living wage to it all. But the old age pension in the morning, it would have a budget for it. If it wants to increase the floor for labour cost, it needs to have a budget for it. Now, the only way to do that is actually afford us foreign to do it. And we, and if they do that, then it, the whole system stays working. But at the minute, if labour cost keeps going the way the government proposed it goes over the next two Januaries, we will have a labour cost of over 50%. The model is broken, the balance is broken, and you don't have viable businesses anymore. And I don't care what Owen says, there will be casualties, significant casualties.
So you're effectively looking at a reduction in the VAT rate as a compensation, that you wouldn't be reducing your prices to get more customers into restaurants and cafes. You would actually be pocketing that money or using that money to put against increased labour costs.
Well, that's a pejorative term now, Matt, to say it, pocketing it. The exact point is that we're saying we accept government policy in regard to pay. We are more than happy that people should earn more, and we're more than happy that the floor comes up, because those people will be our customers as well. And but the industry, in terms of, okay, well, the other option, Matt, is that the pint goes to a tenner and your cappuccino goes to €9, and we're like we're in Copenhagen or something. That's possible too, except that in an Irish domestic market, we are already feeling at the prices that businesses are having to charge to stay alive in 2024. We are feeling the winds, and you mentioned it yourself. There are less people out there. It's July. You could walk down high streets in towns that are tourist places, and it doesn't look like it.
Mm. Okay, what you say to that, Owen Reedy?
Well, what I say, Matt, is let's look at the facts and let's look at the history. In the decade when Pat and his members got the reduced VAT rate, certainly I don't think workers saw a significant increase in their pay over that period. Hospitality workers are amongst the lowest paid in our economy. And, you know, like, the way to address Pat's problems is actually for workers across the economy to receive proper wage increases. And we're starting to see that now, which is a positive thing. We're starting to see pay go up in the economy by about 4.5% this year. That's a good thing. And that'll be a good thing for Pat's members. I have no issue with government supports for businesses that are struggling, but this blanket approach is a bad use of money. I mean, you know, there are elements within the hospitality sector that are doing well and that are booming. And there are other elements, probably more, you know, not part of the chain, but, you know, kind of small Irish indigenous companies. But the way to go forward is to increase the living wage and to make sure work pays, but to support those businesses to do that. And the Low Pay Commission are very clear. They've made a recommendation that young workers, young adult workers, should get the full minimum wage. But they've said in industries and businesses where there's a disproportionate amount of young people, those businesses should be supported. So, you know, this isn't the trade union movement saying some of Pat's members shouldn't get support. We acknowledge cost of living, cost of doing business, it's affected everybody. But this blanket approach is not the best use of financial resources.
I'm going to go briefly to you, Pat Crotty, because your phone line isn't great, but how confident are you, given some of the comments recently from Peter Burke, the Enterprise Minister, that you're going to find favour when it comes to budget time, that Jack Chambers, the new Minister for Finance, based on his previous comments, might be favourably disposed towards you?
Well, I'm around long enough, Matt, to be maybe a bit jaundiced by political statements, but I am slightly more hopeful now than I have been for a very long time in thinking that this actually might be the time for this decision, that this could happen. Because the only other option is to do what Owen is telling us, for all the small indigenous Irish businesses to fold their tents and leave it to the multinationals to take over. Let's have Nando's and everything else all over the place. And good luck to Irish people.
Thank you very much, Pat Crotty of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Owen Reedy of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.